into it.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking Thursday.
I love that.
You know what?
That's the new thing.
Okay, we're on it.
Happy fucking Thursday, everybody. Welcome back to Ogmail. Who? I almost did it. I stopped. Woo. Who?
Fail.
Obnoxious.
You're the one that hated it, too, so it's funny that you were the one that was going to do it.
I didn't hate it that much. If we really wanted to do it, we could do it.
No.
It wasn't like that.
No, let's not.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Hi, everyone. What are we talking about? Because we're so used to the woo.
I know. What are we transitioning to?
Oh, my God.
Before we start, if you guys are interested, you totally don't have to, but down below, you can pay $2.99 a month to get our episodes early and help support the podcast. You'll get your Mondays on Sundays and your Thursdays on Wednesdays. The link is in the description. Okay, now let's begin.
Let's begin.
We're doing sex today, folks.
It's exciting.
It is. Do you have anything to talk about before we hop into it?
No.
No? All right, then let's fucking hop into it. It's been a minute since we've done that.
Okay, we're talking about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
We got them. See, it works when you yell at people. Nobody listens to me, but they all listen to you. They're like, oh my God, Alyssa said it.
No, you yelled about something else, and then they did it.
There is not one Halloween email, just saying. Not one.
Did we tell them already?
Yes, we did. We've been saying. Start sending them in so we can organize and figure out how we're going to do it.
You know what? I think maybe we overdid it last year.
You need to. No,
we read all everybody's story. Everybody's like, I don't have anything else to say. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Because we did it every episode.
We did do every episode. All right. So, forget it. No Halloween this year. Cancel.
No. Don't cancel Halloween. No, we'll get them. I'll get them.
Yeah, because you'll yell.
See, I did yell. See, it didn't work. We did say it.
I said it.
That doesn't matter.
It does. They love you more.
Oh my,
shut
up.
They love you more.
Shut up.
I mean, you are the Alyssa Rose.
If anything, they like you more.
They love Alyssa.
No.
Anyway, guys.
Not here on Ogmail.
Send me your damn emails, okay?
Okay.
About Halloween.
You can read the first one because the second one's longer. So.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies. So do I have a funny sex story for you? Well, I have a bunch, but I'll stick to a short one for now. So throwback 2016. I'm 16 and with my ex-boyfriend. We're having sex. After a while, we switch positions. So now I'm on top and he's kissing my neck and all up in my ear and all that shit. Then he starts biting around my neck and ears, blah, blah, blah. Then out of nowhere, bam, this dude starts choking. And I ignored it because I thought he was coughing. This guy was choking, and when I finally realized he was gagging himself with his fingers, I start panicking. We're still naked. The dick is still in. Ask if he was okay, and he finally stops gagging and pulls my fucking earring. I was so fucking embarrassed for both of us. We start laughing and shit, and then still did it. I know that me now would not have kept going. Also, it was one of those, in my opinion, ugly ball earrings that look like a pearl, but it's just ugly fake gold. This one was one of my many embarrassing sex stories of mine. Hope you enjoyed. Love you guys. He fucking literally like sucked at her
swallowed
earring.
Her earring. That is fucking funny. New fingers, fear unlocked.
He's like getting her, dick still in, and he's literally has two fingers down his throat, making himself fucking try to gag out this fucking earring.
Trying to hide it as if nothing was happening.
He's like, bam, bam,
ew.
Just, like, I could totally envision it. That's fucking funny.
That is hysterical.
Very embarrassing.
That is. I've never heard of that happening.
No more earrings during sex, guys.
I know, literally. People at home are like, oh my God, new fear.
Especially no pearl, fake pearl, ugly gold earrings, okay?
Well, it came out.
Have the big hookah hoops, and there's no way that's getting down his
mess. Yes, we love a hookah hoop.
Oh my God.
You know what I was thinking about when you first started reading this? That's pretty cool. Hmm. People that were born in 2000, if they could never forget their age, because whatever year it is, their age. So like I was 2016, I was 16. So now she's 21. That's pretty fucking cool,
that
right?
That is pretty fucking cool.
Your kids weren't born in, what was Imani? 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did you just add one? I mean, subtract one.
Yeah. Subtract, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. True. 21 minus one.
The 2000 is interesting, though.
Interesting, yeah. It's crazy.
All right. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Okie dokie.
Ooh. Hello, ladies. Hope you wonderful ladies are doing well. Jerry, I hope your surgery went well and you're recovering at home comfortably. All right, now let's get into it. Literally. When I was between the age of 16 and 18, I was in my hoe phase. I was the female equivalent of the he would fuck a McChicken. Any male with a penis, I would ride. Who am I kidding? I didn't know how to ride then. Anyways, I'm getting off subject, but I needed to give you some context. I had this friend named Hannah, and she had an older brother, Seth, and he's only older by 18 months, I think. I had a crush on him when we were 12 and 13 years old. We flirted all the time together. Like, we literally wrestled in their living room, and we'd be so close to kissing, but he was a young guy who didn't know what to do, and I didn't think that he'd done any of that stuff yet, so I didn't try anything, even though I secretly, and not so secretly, wanted it. We got older, and I moved away, and then moved back. That's a whole other story. And I just wasn't as close to Hannah as I had previously been, which totally happens. I can't remember now if him and I had classes together in high school or not, or if he just saw me and thought that it was his opportunity to make a move. He met me at my work at the time, which was an elementary school that I would watch when children were playing recreational sports like basketball and volleyball. On this particular day, I remember inviting him to my work, and we ended up outside of the school in his car having sex. Oh my God, outside the school? Reckless. It was terrible sex, by the way. Itty bitty penis with no motion in the ocean. Aw. One of them is fine, but not both.
All of the years anticipating it,
and it was not good.
And it was like itty bitty and no motion in the ocean.
Oh no,
I'm sorry.
Well, you would think after that great experience that I wouldn't want to have a second go around, but that's where you and I are both wrong. We had sex several times, and it was terrible. Several times. One time he invites me over to his dad's apartment. His dad was at work, literally opens the door and starts making out with my face. Yes, my face. He didn't even try to make out with me. Just my face. He was throwing me, what? He was throwing me up on the wall, trying to be sexy, I think. And then he had me on the floor and then the couch and then the dad's bed, which like now I'm like, wow, I wouldn't do that again. And then on the dad's floor, he was a fucking wild man. He then decided to come on my stomach. He didn't even ask me either, which really pissed me off. How do you just do that to someone? So once he was done doing that, he decided he would go into the bathroom and get ready for work. So I took the closest clothing item to me, which was his shirt he was wearing that day before our shenanigans, and I wiped myself up. We then sat on his dad's couch, and he was telling me about this girl that he liked, and I'm just sitting there thinking he's talking about me and how much he likes me. Nope. He was like, I really like Nicole, and you can't tell her that this happened between us, because I'm going to ask her out, and we're going to go to homecoming together. Like, wow, okay, brother. I see the feelings are mutual here. The next day at school, I saw him, and he was wearing the shirt from the previous day, and let's just say it wasn't clean. He was wearing his dried up jizz on his shirt around school all day long. I guess that's what you get for not only jizzing on someone without their permission and being an asshole and telling me about the other person that you liked. Oh well. Hope you ladies have a great day and let a laugh out of the story. I'm now married and have a great sex life.
Oh my goodness. Ew. That's disgusting. I feel bad for you.
The anticipation of like the sexual chemistry that you think you have,
and then it's
and then
just,
he's
like,
just like uncomfortably confident.
Like, but then it's like so many times, like you might shit. I might as well. I've already been down that route. Maybe next time will be better. And it's like, nope, sucked again. No, let me just try it third time's a charm. Nope, terrible.
I can't imagine the awkwardness of walking in. He's trying to be all sexy, like push you against the wall, and it's just like so uncomfortable.
It's like he was watching one too many porns.
Yes, and he tried way too hard.
He's like, yeah, let me get her, grab her by her head, pull her in. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Oh, God, and she's like, no.
She's like,
I'm surprised you went back so many times. And yet, even after all that, you were still upset that he liked somebody else. Very interesting.
Excuse me. She said, when I was between the ages of 16 and 18, I was in my hoe phase.
I know, but like,
she was in
then
a hoe
go
phase.
Find somebody better to hoe with.
Okay, well, you know what? When you're a hoe, you're a hoe. When you want it, you want it.
I guess, yeah.
Even if it's not a lot to want, but I mean, that's fucked up too. He's like, oh yeah, I like Nicole. Don't tell her that this happened.
Even though he literally had sex.
I'd be like, yo, Nicole, good luck with that. That little itty bitty thing. No motion in the ocean.
Oh, God.
Poor guy.
It's always the confident ones that are like that. You really think you're all that, huh?
Just remember that email with a guy. He's like, you won't be able to walk when I'm done with you.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's fucking hysterical.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Okay. Dick deprived. Oh, girl.
Mm.
You and me both. Hi, Alyssa and Jerry.
Hi.
I'm 21 and from Chicago. First, I want to say how much I love the podcast. It makes me laugh out loud, which is so refreshing.
Oh, we're refreshing.
I like that.
Like a summer cocktail.
I'm currently on medicine for a UTI and haven't been able to have sex because the medicine lessens the effects of my birth control. I don't want to have a bun in the oven yet. I feel so distant from my boyfriend now that we haven't had sex in like 3 weeks. I took your advice about getting the cotton candy lube, and damn, it has changed our sex life.
Oh!
Thanks!
We promoted the cotton candy over Uber Lube? What's wrong with us?
I don't know. I need advice on how to feel close to him again, sexually, while we can't have sex. We kiss and cuddle and all the other normal stuff, but there's really nothing quite like your man's like your man's in you. Am I right? Lord Jesus, please make these next 4 days go by quick. Love you both. Okay, well, they have definitely gone by.
Yeah, you're definitely fine. But I can tell you for the future, start taking cranberry pills or gummies, because I used to get UTI and yeast infections like it was my job, and now I haven't had one, and I can't even tell you how long.
Really?
Actually, I stopped taking them. I don't know why. On accident, I guess. I take the gummies because I don't like the way the pills taste. But I stopped taking them for like a week and I got a UTI.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keeps everything balanced down there. It's like two gummies is like the equivalent of like a glass of cranberry juice or something. Mm-hmm. You don't actually have to drink cranberry juice. You just have a little gummies. I swear by them. I will not stop taking them.
That's amazing that your body relies on that to regulate itself. Because when I tell you in my entire life, maybe one.
You're not sensitive down. I'm very sensitive down there. Yeah, like I have to be very careful, like what soaps I use and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, but the cranberry pills, gummies.
Really?
Yeah, I'll put them on our Amazon store.
Yeah, do that, and then do what she said. Because if you're sensitive like Liz down there, you don't want to go without it. So if you just take these two gummies and they're good, do they taste cranberry-ish?
Yeah, they taste fine.
They taste fine. So
yeah,
I mean, I don't even.
Or you could do the pills if you want to do the pills. Yeah. That's fine too.
But definitely take something if you're prone to getting them. This way you don't.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Anyways, yeah, these cranberry pills, they're by Azo. You know that brand?
Yeah.
A-Z-O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. They just keep me balanced. Also, my old gyno I used to go to, she would tell me to use like Dove, like scentless soap, only on the outside. You're not supposed to use anything like scented. All those like Summer's Eve products and like, you know, like products that are meant to clean your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need them. You're supposed to just clean your vagina with water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing all that, I mean, I obviously don't know what you do in the shower, but those are my tips to prevent it in the future. Not that that was what your email was about at all. You were just like, damn, can't have sex. That sucks. You weren't like help, tips, how do I not get UTIs? So there's my unasked for advice.
Pregnancy sex. Hello, ladies. What's poppin'? This is my first time writing in.
First my all, turn. Whatever, go ahead, I guess. She's feeling confident today.
Wait, let me just take a sip. No, you can read it. I'm
sorry. I'm just fucking with you.
No, but I really realized I did read that one.
You did. All right, pregnancy sex. Hello, ladies. What's popping?
What's popping?
This is my first time writing in. First of all, I love the podcast. I've been watching Alyssa on YouTube for several years, and it makes the... If this makes it to the podcast, I'm going to scream.
Oh, my God. Scream. I love how we do shit.
So dumb. And then we look at each other like,
wow, we just did that.
We're so proud of ourselves. Celebrate the little things in life.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, I have two small children, 3 and 1. And when I was pregnant with each of them, sex was always just such a hit or miss. Being my pregnant self, I was always a big ball of emotions. If I, quote, got off, I would start crying. And then because I was crying, I'd start laughing at myself for crying. And then back and forth for a good 5 minutes each time. Oh, and if I didn't get to that point, but he did, I would be bawling my eyes out. It was so embarrassing. Luckily, he still loved me after all that. And we just got married June. I'll attach a picture of us and our cute little family of four.
Okay, well, your family is adorable.
That's fucking funny. I feel like that would be me. I feel like I'm going to be very emotional and dramatic when I'm pregnant.
When it came to sex, I have to say I was the absolute same. It's like, I mean, there's times now that it's like I get emotional about it. You know, you get, if you're emotionally in the moment, it's like, sure, I could. I can get emotional and cry even now. But I've been there, done that, where you like you cry and then you laugh at yourself for crying. You're like, what the fuck?
It's like a vicious cycle.
And then it's like, if you don't get off, then you're like crying again. I mean, listen, I get it. I feel you. I was you.
I feel like I see TikToks all the time of pregnant women that are just crying over this dumbest shit. They're like, I want ice cream. You didn't say you loved me. Like, that's going to be fucking me. I'm like, you didn't hold my hand today.
You held it the wrong way.
Yeah, that's going to be me, for sure.
Okay, we have another pregnancy test. Pregnancy sex, hello.
We did ask for pregnancy sex emails.
Yeah, we did.
That's why this is happening.
Okay, so, hi, ladies. I'll get right into it. So, I found out I was pregnant in December of 2019. First trimester was awful. I was nauseous all the time, so we hardly had sex. During my second trimester, I felt great, so we had sex a little more often. However, when I started to get bigger, it was becoming hard for me to move. We also felt so weird having sex while we knew the baby was inside. During my third trimester, I was so big and had no energy for anything. I had pain everywhere. So during that time, we just didn't have sex. I helped him out in other ways, if you know what I mean. So I went about 2 or 3 months with no sex. We had sex. We didn't have sex until after my 6-week postpartum checkup. Let me tell you, I was terrified to have sex. I came home from my appointment and he was ready to go. During labor, I had a second degree tear, but my OB said it was all healed and I was clear. Sex after labor was so painful. I did not enjoy it whatsoever. Now, a year later, sex is so much better. Better than ever before. I have no idea why, but damn, I enjoy it so much. I have never came before until recently. Anyways, I guess that's enough for now. Making sure this email is going to you guys.
She's like, A-G-A-H-M-I-L-P-O-D.
Don't want this to go somewhere else. Oh, my God!
Lord bless you, because if I had a tear, it would be at least 6 months. No, thank you. We're making sure that shit is healed. I will mold you a pocket pussy. In the meantime, get you a life-size doll. Not a tear opening. Back up. Although you never know if I was in the moment.
That's what happens is you get like you can't wait. I remember like I could not wait.
And the hormones make you even hornier probably.
Yes. And it was like, fuck, where's my 6 week? I want to just get into it. And Zane was like on the verge of ripping me. And my doctor's like, listen, I have to give you an episiotomy because you're going to rip. And if you have an episiotomy, it's like a clean and easily stitched. Zane had a big head, though, so...
He does have a big head.
But, yeah, it healed nicely. So, like...
Monty has a little head, but he was easy.
He was easy. He and Aaliyah right just out. Fucking, like, I threw her... I was like, Aileen, I'm going to throw up. Can you give me the thing? And I went, what? And she came out.
Slipped out.
She just fell right out.
What a dream. I am manifesting that will be my birth. Just like a, oh, it's out already? Ah. That's going to be my birth.
Fingers speaking crossed it into for you.
Existence right now.
Crossing my fingers for you when the time comes.
Yeah.
Don't need anybody reading into that the wrong
no,
way.
No, no, no. I am not pregnant. I am definitely on the depot shot. So once I get off of that, it's going to take months and months for me to even conceive.
Oh, man.
If I even can. You never know.
You never know.
What were you talking about? Oh, did you ever poop during your birth? I think I asked you this already.
No.
Oh.
And I made sure I asked, too, because I was, like, paranoid,
yes,
too.
We did have the conversation. Yeah. You're like, did I poop?
Yeah, but no. Thankfully, I didn't.
They don't give a fuck. Do you know what they look like? Lately, they look at all day?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know, like, as soon as Imani came out, like, he pooped, so it was all over him. That first baby poop, Alyssa.
Oh, it's like tar.
It's, like, black.
I know.
Fucking sticky. Oh, I know. tar, and that shit was all over him because he was pooping as he was, like, coming out.
That's disgusting. You're like, oh, my sweet bit.
I mean, luckily, they cleaned him off, so I didn't, have, didn't have to do but it, yeah. The doctor was like, you don't even want to, like, held him up, and it was just everywhere. Ugh. Like, everywhere.
You know my mom saved my umbilical cord? Shriveled up in a Ziploc.
I have the kids.
You have them too? Yeah. Was that a thing back then?
Yeah, you saved like the first piece of hair, the first
thing. Yeah, the piece of hair, sure, the umbilical.
Yeah, everybody, every single person I know saved their baby's umbilical cord.
I don't think people do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I was shocked when my mom showed me that. I was very young when she showed me for the first time. I was like, I'm sorry, what? It looked like a shriveled up little piece of jelly bean.
Hold on, because now I'm Googling it.
It was actually disgusting, if you think about it.
Why? That was what gave you
like
life.
Like an intestine. Things can be great for me, but still be gross.
Oh, everything is going to come.
Everything's in a cup?
No, because I was looking whether it's still, if people still do it. But it's everything that I am pulling up is like the blood. Where, like, if you save and bank your umbilical cord blood, it's like for illnesses.
Oh, really? Cough
a bit of the baby and stuff like that. Yeah, I actually looked into it, but I didn't have any illnesses. Any like family illnesses in my family, we're not prone to X, Y, or Z.
Right.
But, and it outweighed the price of banking the blood. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do you guys save your baby's umbilical cord? I'm going to ask in a Facebook group. Because I'm curious.
Yeah, put it in the Facebook group.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Yeah, that might be an old school thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Terrible pregnancy sex. What's poppin', ladies? What's poppin'? I'm currently listening to your recent sex episode, and you said you wanted to know about bad pregnancy sex. So here we go. I want to start by saying I'm currently 18 weeks pregnant with my second baby with my boyfriend. Our first is a girl, and she's going on 10 months old. With my first pregnancy, I was sick constantly, throwing up every day for the entire pregnancy. Oh, God. Lord bless.
That's me with saying.
I hate being nauseous. Ugh. So it's safe to say that I felt so disgusting and ugly and just not sexy in the least bit the whole time. The only position I somewhat enjoyed was doggy style. I also had severe pelvic pain to the point where turning from one side to the other while sleeping was impossible without physically sitting up and turning. This time around, we are having a little boy, and I felt like it was a boy from the beginning because it has been almost polar opposite from the first time around. I'm super nauseous in the morning, and I had the weirdest first trimester symptoms. Anyway, unfortunately, this time around, sorry, I just read the same thing. Anyway, unfortunately, this time around, my libido has decreased as well. It's so frustrating because normally I love sex, no addict or anything, but I can get in the mood very quickly. Pregnancy has almost ruined sex for me. I'm never in the mood, and even when we do, because I know it's something important. What? Oh, I'm very starfishy. My boyfriend is seriously insane because if the roles were reversed. Hello? If the roles were reversed, I know I would be very irritated with him. I told him, I know, I'm not the best. It's not the best, but, like, if you want to help yourself, I won't be mad. I know sex isn't really a thing right now, and I feel bad. So we compromised and created him an album of pictures of me he can use to help himself for the time being. Like, he's a saint. Like I said, he's a saint. He doesn't enjoy porn and would rather have the pictures of me than a video of some random. Anyways, getting off topic now, but the point is that I hate sex when pregnant, and at the very least, the best part of it is the baby we get at the end. I can't wait to pop this baby out so we can start having great sex again. Thank you for reading this. Sorry it was long, especially if Jerry's reading. Okay, love you, bye. Well, I fucking butchered it, so it doesn't matter.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
Oh, did I say sorry?
No.
Oh, I didn't. Excuse me for butchering your email.
For butchering your email. That's funny. She's like, I was just starfishy. I've been there, done that.
Listen, props to you for getting pregnant again after fucking throwing up every day, all day. Couldn't turn in your sleep.
See that? Because it really is true. Like, as soon as the pregnancy's over and you see the little baby, it's like, you know, it's like everything just disappears. I mean, unless you think about it. Like, I don't think about on a daily basis, like, how horrible horribly sick I was with Zane and throwing up all the time.
Oh,
I
yeah.
You know, with
but I'm
Aaliyah.
Saying, like, when it's fresh, it's like, should I have another one? It's like,
no,
because
I'm telling
experience.
You, as soon as it's born and you have that thing, it's like, oh my God, just give me five more, please.
Five.
Well, this is like, definitely not five. Okay, hold on, because Jerry opened up the wrong one. Okay. Sex email. I love dick too much. Question mark? Question mark? Hi, lovely ladies. I'm going to jump right into it. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years now, and I even lost my virginity to him when I was 17, and I'm 21 now. Oh. However, I had a medical condition that made sex super painful, and every time we would try, I would end up crying in pain, so we never really had sex. Well, fast forward 4 years, and I got a diagnosis, I got treatment, and now I'm in remission. But here's the good part. I can finally have sex, and it feels good. But here's the dilemma. It feels super good. Like, so good. Like, I want it all the time. Even after he's done, I'm like, again? I feel like I missed out on all that good stuff, and I'm trying to make up for it. It also doesn't help that my boyfriend can really lay it down. So how do I find moderation? I don't want to become addicted to my boyfriend. Addicted or make my boyfriend feel like that's all I want from him, which I'm sure he doesn't mind because he was deprived too. Any advice would be great. Love you both so much and thank you for all you do. Best wishes to you, Jerry, in your recovery. Just think of all the positions. There you go. Just think of all the positions you could do with your new back.
Your new back. She's replaced.
I am replaced. I'm part mechanic. I'm part robot now. I love your story.
How do you find balance, Geraldine? Help her out.
I don't know, Melissa, because I've been there, done that. I don't know.
I can't really. I go through phases where, like, yeah, I want it all the time, and then I go through phases where I don't know. Maybe you do have an addiction.
Well, I mean, listen, if the first 3 years of her relationship, it was, like, painful and not enjoyable, and they really didn't do it, and now it's like, holy shit, wow, this is awesome. I want it all the time. I guess, you know, if you, all right. Take advantage of it for a little time, for a little moment. And then I would say, listen, he's not going anywhere. I'm going to have this, be able to enjoy sex now for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you want to make it special, not just like it's an everyday thing and then you get bored of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but enjoy it now. I would take advantage of it now. It's been so long.
If he doesn't mind it, then if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. But then again, like Alyssa just said, it should be something special and you don't want to
overdo it.
Right.
Yeah, because then it's just like an everyday thing. Versus like ooh, this is like a fun, special moment because it's been a few days.
Yeah, the spontaneity of it all. Too, yeah. So.
It's like saying like how people are like, oh, I wish I was just happy all the time. And it's like, but if you were never sad, then the happy days wouldn't be as happy. Because you would have nothing to like compare it to. You would just be happy all the time. And then it's like, then those happy days aren't as special.
Right.
So it's like you have to have that balance. And it had nothing to do with sex, but.
No, but. Your point is
the analogy. Yeah,
right. Just listen, enjoy yourself. I would say in moderation, spontaneity. This way it doesn't get like a job. This way he knows it's not just an action, you know?
Yeah. But how does she do that?
Get to the emotional part of it rather than just the physical. Like I said, enjoy the physical for a little more, but then just, you know, I would say get connected emotionally now. Enjoy the physical, but then grow on just the emotional.
Yeah, you don't want to be just only physically.
Yeah.
You don't want him to feel like that's all you want.
Right.
All you want from him, yeah. Because vice versa, you wouldn't like that either. All right, embarrassing sex story. Hey, beautiful ladies. Jerry wanted some. See, you did ask for sex, embarrassing sex stories. Mm-hmm. See, people emailed in for you.
Okay, well, thank you. This one person, I love you.
No. Jerry said she wanted some embarrassing sex stories. Well, this one just happened a few days ago. My husband and I were 24 and 22 and are in the swinging lifestyle. We found a couple that we had sex with and became good friends, too. This couple went camping last week at an island by the Baltic Sea in Germany. My husband and I had 2 days off of work and decided to spontaneously join them for 2 nights. It was a 5-hour car ride to get there. They camped in their trailer, which was a caravan, from the 1970s. So we arrived at the camping site. It was a really big camping site, full with people, especially old ones. And we had a nice camping dinner together. As it got cold outside, we decided to go into the trailer, and it got hot and heavy. All four of us had lots of fun. We switched partners. My husband pleasured her really well. I should mention that he uses a lot of speed. Oh, if he tries to finish. Okay. The other male and I weren't at that point yet. I just got the condom out and rolled it onto his dick. But we laid in an old trailer and my husband managed to shake the whole vehicle because of his speed. All of a sudden, we heard a very loud noise. And I'm pretty sure every person at this camping site heard this extremely loud noise. Well, our four bikes that were attached to the trailer and got locked with an alarm lock. My husband fucked her so heavy that the alarm lock went on. Oh boy, you should have seen our faces. I couldn't stop giggling. The other guy was the only one who knew how to turn this thing off, so he had to throw on clothes as quick as possible, went outside, the condom still on his dick. Poor guy, but I had a good laugh. We still had a lot of fun in the van after that. I attached a picture of my husband and I at a swinger party.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Isn't it crazy how people live their life so differently?
It is.
Like, I could never.
And it's, yeah, I couldn't either. I mean, I think the thought of it is exciting sometimes, but I could never.
Yeah.
So I give kudos to everybody who can.
So they shook the van, the bikes fell off, and the alarm went off.
That's fucking hysterical. That's hysterical.
It is funny.
I mean, imagine.
It's not that bad.
Imagine, it's delish. Like, it was loaded with people, especially the old ones. And now all the old ones are like, damn, they're really rocking the boat there.
Luckily, nobody around you probably knew why it fell off. The alarm sound was probably just annoying.
Sex story. Hola. It does not say hola. Hola, chicas.
That was really funny, actually.
Top 10
moments of Agamo.
I barely email, so I'm sorry if I didn't bold it and double space correctly. I have been a huge fan of Alyssa from when she made that baking video with her mom.
Oh my God,
cookies
so long
and
ago.
Cheesecake, yum. Jerry, I love you and the bond that you have with Alyssa. I wish I had a bond with my in-laws like that, but there's language barrier. As they're from Guatemala. Anyway, here's my horrific sex story. Me and my husband are sex addicts, hence why we have two babies back to back.
Oh my God.
Pictures attached.
They are like little tiny babies next to each other.
As we got the green light, we were back at it like jackrabbits. Not even a week later, my vagina falls out. I had pelvic floor prolapse. You poor thing.
Don't say
that. So we haven't had sex since my son was 7 weeks old and he's about to be 3 months. I got him a pocket pussy, but he says it's too cold and he likes me better.
I just said that.
I got a rose, but it doesn't do anything for him. So any suggestions? Also, I have to write an email about my sister-in-law. What category do y'all suggest I put it under? Thanks. Love you. Bye. Put your sister-in-law, just sister-in-law.
Yeah.
I'll throw it in the mother-in-law.
Yeah, we'll do it on the in-laws.
In the in-laws.
Yeah.
You guys are adorable. You're babies. Oh my God.
I don't want to know what that means. What does that mean?
A prolapse is when your shit falls out.
What does that mean? Like what falls out?
Your insides come out your pussy hole.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
I give up. I am never having children.
Kegels, baby.
Go talk to your other children to have grandchildren, okay?
Listen, no.
Or get your son with somebody else because it's not happening with me.
No.
Amani and Aaliyah better.
Okay, so I started having a little bit of prolapse as well. And my doctor, thank God, it wasn't completely prolapse. And she would just tell me, Kegels, you have to tighten that shit up. So, Kegels. But I guess having two babies back to back, being jackrabbits, you're just loosey goosey. So.
What falls out?
My bladder started coming out, okay?
Your bladder was coming out of your body?
Yes.
What in the fucking Stranger Things shit is this?
It's prolapse. It's like shit falls out.
Then what do you do?
Well, some people, if it gets bad enough, have to have surgery where it's stitched back.
You gotta put it back in? What, do I put it in a fucking box and bring it to the doctor? Fuck off. all of you.
No, no, Alyssa.
I don't want it.
You won't have it.
Why? Because says who?
Kegels, man. Kegels.
I'm baffled.
Oh, I have a.
Your bladder can come out of your body?
I've had a friend who had to have it stitched back up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not shutting the fuck
up. I'm not doing it. I'd be like, leave it out. I'll never pee again.
Alyssa.
Leave it out.
You would never have sex again either if it's hanging too low.
It's fine.
No, it's not fine.
Fuck that.
No, it's okay.
I am in pain. I hate it. What?
Alyssa, I love you.
Just the bladder?
No, I mean, I don't know what else can come prolapse.
Out. I'm so stressed. My vagina hurts.
Oh, so your rectum can prolapse too.
Shut the fuck up.
Your rectum,
bro.
your uterus, and your rectum, uterus, and bladder. Those are the three that popped up.
No.
See, prolapse surgery.
Give me the statistics. How common is it?
Please hold them.
Who created us like this? Why is this possible? This shouldn't be possible. The vagina hole is like this big. How is an organ coming out? Not an organ coming out of your body.
Wow, maybe I'm aged beforehand.
What?
Wait, let me look up something else.
I'm disgusted.
Don't be. Vaginal prolapse is relatively common. About 1/3 of all women will experience some degree of prolapse during their lifetime. So 1 out of 3.
What do you do if you catch it before it comes out? Can you push it back up?
Yeah, and it's not like, listen.
I'm grossed out.
I swear I've talked to you about this.
Have we?
I swear I have.
Maybe I erased it from my memory.
You probably did because you were tormented. I mean, you were disgusted. You were like, oh my God, Jerry's talking about touching her insides. But like when you go to wipe, have you ever felt it like bulging?
Yeah, I've talked about this.
Okay, so that's it. That's a prolapse. I mean, I wasn't carrying my uterus or my bladder in my hand, but it falls out of where it belongs, right? So if it belongs up there, it falls. So
I mean, never felt it.
So as you're wiping or something, your vajay, as you're wiping, you might feel like a bulge or something like that. And that's what it is. It could be your uterus. It could be your bladder. It could be something like
that. But it won't actually come out.
No, some people, I'm sure, have come out. Like it plays peekaboo kind of thing.
But it won't actually fall out because it's attached to your body.
But they have a diagram here. Hold on.
I don't want to see it. Unless you think it'll make me feel better. Who made this possible? Why can't this shit just stay in your body? Isn't it all attached and shit? Why is it unattaching? Oh, God. Fuck me up. I'm not having children. I am having children. I am having children because I just conceive and then I have no choice. So I have to do it. So that's... It's like skydiving. If somebody pushes you out, you have to do it. You have no choice.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to get through childbirth is like, I know I have no choice because I'm pregnant.
You'll be fine too. Like, I'm fine. I don't have that bulge anymore. Like, there's things.
Didn't that happen to you like recently?
I felt like the last time I went to my OB, that's why I was going because I was like, what the fuck? Yo, what the fuck is this?
And what'd she do?
She told me to use my fucking Kegels.
And then he went back up?
I had mild. Yeah, it was mild, so it wasn't bad, but I had a mild prolapse.
I'm not even trying to be dramatic. This shit scares me.
It sounds more...
It sounds terrifying.
Hold on.
I know, like, if it happened to me, like, then it would just be happening to me, and then I would have no choice. Oh, my God. I'm stressed.
Yeah.
Dude, my brain is so innocent when it comes to all this shit. When I go to give birth, I'm going to be in shock.
And that's how... Okay, so I think uterine versus bladder, like me. Do you remember when I'd go to, like, walk and it'd be... I just looked it up, and it said that the bladder prolapse is... You have a significant amount of pain in the pelvis because your whole bladder. So it's getting, like, maybe squished or... I don't know. But bladder prolapse is what I had. Mild. Very mild. Stage 1... bladder prolapse. Mm-hmm. But it's better. But if it gets really bad, then there is surgery to correct it. So, like, they would stitch it back up in place. But, Alyssa,
it's giving me, like, anxiety. Now I'm going to be worried if I ever, like, feel anything when I wipe. No, I'm too young. And the thing, I've never given birth yet. So, would it happen before you even have children?
No.
Okay.
And then just, you do your Kegels. Just... Do you? She's like sitting here doing her Kegels.
No, I'm not. I'm just deep breathing because I have anxiety now. Body shit freaks me out.
It does. I'm sorry. But I mean, listen, you were interested and now we learned from her. Just Kegels. Okay? Kegels.
Okay.
That'll help because when you're flexing those muscles, even like your ab muscles, if you're sitting here talking to me and stuff like that, just flex because that's all going to build the strength to hold everything up.
Working out helps because I'm flexing, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I do that 6 days a week.
She'll be fine. Listen, your kids are beautiful.
Stressful. And my kids are beautiful?
Her kids.
Oh, I'm like, oh, thank you.
Her kids are beautiful. I hope that you're healed soon. Hopefully it was early, like maybe stage one prolapse, and hopefully you're doing well.
Thank God I have Zane, because when I go through any of this shit, he's going to be right there for me, and I'm going to need it. Let me tell you like, guys something. He's going to be like, oh God, oh God.
No, we all know from that from the period blood prank, he's going to be right there for you.
He's a sweetie.
Okay, this one's you, girlfriend.
All right. Don't look at me. Sweating.
I wonder why.
Fuck. Because I'm stressed. That's why. I have an anxiety attack over here. Hold on, y'all. My vacuum is going off. Embarrassing sex story. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
First of all, of course, I just wanted to say that I love you guys more than you could imagine. And you are such a big part of my life. I literally listen to your podcast whenever I have the chance. And I love to watch a list on YouTube. So thank you guys for being you.
You're so sweet.
My husband also knows you guys by name and loves to listen with me sometimes. I am a stay-at-home mom, and my days would be so much longer without you guys to keep me company. You guys are the best.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm 21 with a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. Oh, God bless. Wow. Both with my husband, whom I love to death, and he's my best friend. Things have definitely changed with my coochie since having two babies. Things are just a little more loose and used. Don't let your vagina fall out. Stress.
Kegels.
Anyways, the other night we were having sex, and afterwards my husband started to finger me, which I was a little nervous to do since having babes. But whatever. I'm just trying to get back into it. Plus, he was using the bullet too, so it was like a lot. So he was going at it. And as I start to finish, I fucking farted. Like, loud fucking fart. I literally wanted to die. It was so bad. I love my husband and we're close, but that shit ruined me. sorry, I lost my place. The worst part is it was literally such a good orgasm that when I farted, I went, oh my God, I just farted. And then I proceeded to finish my orgasm. He didn't stop. He was just laughing and wasn't bothered or grossed out. But still, what the fuck? Like, seriously, I had absolutely no control of it. It was awful. Anywho, I booked an appointment for pelvic floor therapist to get the shit tightened up because I will never go through that ever again in my life. Also, I hope by the time his email gets read, if it does, yay, that Jerry is feeling better and that the surgery has changed her life. I'm thinking of you constantly, girl, and I hope that you get the relief that you deserve. Anyways, you guys are the best, and I literally can't thank you enough for always making my days much brighter. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye. Can I just say something?
What?
Well, I love her. But this is two stories back to back that had two kids back to back. So maybe make sure that you have a little bit of an age gap. Let your insides.
Okay.
But yes.
Yeah, no, I'm probably going to want some time to heal.
Okay.
I'm going to be a dramatic bitch.
Kegels, baby. To you who wrote in, Kegels. Practice your Kegels. Like,
stress,
it is.
You guys. I mean, I'm so fucking stressed.
Yeah, think about it. Your body goes through trauma. I mean, holding that big baby up in there and, you know, yeah. Kegels.
Well, anyway, she wrote in about her embarrassing thing, which is, what a way to ruin the mood. It's one thing to do it randomly throughout the day, but during sex, it's just like, okay. That fucking sucks.
Husband's like, yeah, okay, it was funny, haha, but I'm not stopping. I'm enjoying this. It's good to go. Love you. Sorry. Not sorry, Jerry. Excuse me. It's taken me a moment. Okay. Sex story. Hey, y'all. I just listened to the last episode begging for sexy emails, and I thought I'd finally send one. P.S. I love you all both and have been a long-time listener. All right, let's get into it.
Thank you.
So my boyfriend at the time was a Marine and about to be deployed in a couple of days. We were newly dating a couple of months, and we were trying to get as much of each other as possible, if you know what I mean. The Marine Corps base was about 45 minutes away from my hometown, and we decided to stay the night in his barracks room. Boy, was that a mistake. It was 3 a.m., and we were still going hot and heavy when a loud-ass banging starts at his door and a male yelling, "Open that door. I hear a female in your room." By the way, having females in the barracks room is a huge no-no, and you have to be really sneaky to not get caught.
Oh, my God. So the gay guys are so fine.
They're so fine.
They're having a great time.
My boyfriend shoots up and tells me to go to the bathroom and stay there. Thank God no one in the adjoining room woke up and walked in to the shared bathroom. I would have gotten caught butt-ass naked in the corner. Meanwhile, my boyfriend opened the door and I can hear the duty officer asking him where I was. And my boyfriend told him I was naked in the bathroom.
He didn't lie for shit.
He's truthful. He was like, you know what? Yeah, she's in the bathroom naked. And was getting dressed. Yikes. Long story short, he got a slap on the wrist and they forced him to leave for the night and take me to my friends, who, unbeknownst to them, was in another barracks room on the other side of the base. We ended up laying low with the rest of them. With the rest in the morning. Looking back, it's not that eventful, and it's funny now, but scary at the time. Anywho, we are now married and have been together for almost 5 years with an almost 3-year-old son. And now my husband is still serving in the military. I've attached some pictures of us throughout our relationship, since I know you all love those. Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, cute. I only have one picture.
Yeah, me too.
She gave us her Facebook and Instagram. Aww. If we feel like stalking, she said.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Fucking adorable. Okay. Sex email. Icebreaker mint and oral sex.
Oh, icebreakers.
Recipe for a disaster.
Icebreakers, those are those really cold.
Oh, she sends a picture of them to make sure we know which one she's talking about. Hi, ladies. So I'm not sure if this is a known thing, and I live under a rock, or if I just made a discovery, but I felt like I needed to share. So the other night, me and my boyfriend went out to dinner, and right when we got home, things got a little frisky. Since we had just gotten home from eating, I felt like I needed to freshen my breath up a little bit. So I popped an icebreaker mint into my mouth, not thinking about anything. We start making out and whatnot, and then I go down on him. Very shortly into it, he goes, "Aw, that feels really good." Me not being very confident in my gluck-gluck game, I look up at him and I say, "Really?" To which he replies, "Yeah, the mint feels really good." And I said, "Oh, I didn't even think about that." And then proceeded to gluck away and forget about what happened. Later, he goes down on me, and I start to feel a cooling sensation too. And I was like, "OMG, it's from the mint. I guess it transferred to him when I was kissing him. I just looked at the box and it says, with cooling crystals." It makes sense now. So if anyone is to try this, they have to use the icebreakers or maybe even an Altoid. Those are spicy. And then take a shower after. I don't want to be responsible for a yeast infection outbreak. Please don't think I'm weird. Okay, love you. Bye. I thought that was going to go south.
She's like, "Oh no, it felt really good."
Interesting. Like, oh,
that little tingle up in there. Oh. You guys are adorable.
So cute. Or your little dog. Oh. Oh, that's so funny. I was like, "Oh, that's going to end bad. That's going to burn."
Wow. And it didn't.
Interessante.
Jerry's going to finish up here. Go to the store.
Go get some icebreakers. Okay.
Embarrassing sex story.
What?
I have to enlarge it. Listen, my fingers weren't spreading it the right way.
Like,
see, the great thing about editing is I can edit all that out. Embarrassing sex story. You ladies wanted a sex story? You got Just to start off, I love you both so much, and you're such an inspiration to me.
Thank you.
Let's get into it. Backstory. My boyfriend and I had just gotten a new dog, a German Shepherd puppy at the time. Well, my boyfriend and I were watching a movie on the couch, you know, and shit started to pop off. We were making out, touching each other, you know, all the good stuff. Meanwhile, our dog was roaming around the living room. Well, my boyfriend decided to bend me over his ottoman in our living room, and we started having the best sex. We were home alone. Everything's going perfect. Keep in mind, our dog is still walking around. This is when stuff goes wrong. My puppy decided to shit all over my boyfriend's leg and feet while we were literally fucking. Oh, my God. And then when I get up to check what the fuck just happened, I step.
No.
And slip in the dog's big ass poop.
No. Oh, that's, I feel so bad.
Well, we never had sex around him again. Lesson learned. Hope you ladies got a great laugh. Love you so much. She goes to get up, slips.
I feel really bad. That's horrible. Ew. Oh, that sucks.
Sorry. I was expecting, like, the dog to jump on them,
I thought he was
like
going to lick her vagina. I'm like, oh, God, oh,
or
God.
Or lick the man's asshole.
I'm like, she's
something.
Bent over the ottoman. She's at his height, the dog's height. I was scared.
Oh, and it winded up being shit.
It's even worse.
I'm sorry. Oh. That's pretty fucking gross.
That's terrible. Oh, my God, ew. What a way to ruin the mood. All right. Good morning, Allison, Jerry.
Good
Please
morning.
Don't say my name. Okay. So my boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 2.5 years. So many things have pointed me towards the idea that I'll marry this man one day, and one of the biggest things is our sex life. He is the only man who has made me squirt. It did take some time, but when I focus on it, it happens. And it usually happens every time we have sex. For a while, it was not from the penetration, but other kinds of stimulation. Lately, I've also been able to squirt while he's inside of me and he loves it. So to any girl who's struggling with sex, try to focus more on the moment and let it happen. I'll attach some pictures of us and our perfect pup. Okay, love you, bye.
Oh, look at her perfect pup.
Perfect pups. I mean, aww. You go, girl.
You guys are adorable. Love your puppy.
Love your puppy.
That's fucking awesome. I mean, there's nothing better than a really good, healthy sex life.
It's just a fact.
It's like to really be able to connect on an emotional level, that physical level.
Yeah.
You know? It's like...
just adds so much to the relationship.
It really does. It really
totally
really
agree.
Does. Aw, you guys are the bestest.
Well, if you guys enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more like this, go ahead and send in your emails. agamilpodcast@gmail.com. agamilpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to do your Kegels, everybody.
Kegels.
I'm
Kegels.
Stressed for you.
Kegels.
And for myself. And now every time I wipe after I pee, I'm going to be stressed. Maybe I'll just forget about it. Like how when you told me the other story, I forget. I forgot.
She put a mental block. She put it back there. It's
I
like
did,
it was
until,
like tucked away.
Until you said it.
It was in the filing cabinet. And she tossed the key, but...
It found its way back.
But listen, I mean, hey, you know, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Everything will all be fine.
It will be.
Again, if you want to support us, you totally don't have to. Link in the description to get our episodes early. Mondays on Sundays, Thursdays on Wednesdays, and it's only $2.99 a month. And if you want to send us an email, but you don't want to remember all that shit I just said, you can also go to our Instagram and just hit the email button. It's very simple to just do it right there and follow us there because we post previews of the episodes and little graphics, and it's fun time.
Okay, love you. Bye.